Do you want seltzer?
Nice on Bucket tonight.
What?
Nice on Bucket. And nice Michelle on Bucket tonight. The bonfire.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf Ayin Beis. We're holding roughly 8-9 lines from the top of the Omid, where there's two dots, and the Gemara begins. You'll recall at the end of yesterday's daf, starting two lines from the bottom of the Omid, the Gemara asked, how come that throughout the 40 years that Eden were in the Midbar, how come they did not perform a bris milah for all those that were born in the Midbar? And the Gemara gave two reasons. One reason was Yishum Chosha di Urcha, they were constantly traveling. And the second reason is at the very top of today's Omud, the Iboyisem Mishum Deloy Noshev Luhu Ruach Tzfoinis, that there was no Ruach Tzfoinis, there was no northern wind. And Rashi says the northern wind is a very, very nice and pleasant wind. It's not too hot, it's not too cold. It's really Gishmak. And unfortunately, for the entire 40 years that Eden were in the Midbar, there was no Ruach Tzfoinis. And the reason is, says Yimar, because Nizufim Haba. Unfortunately, they were Ashtikal in Chayrim, because, says Rashi, because of the Masa Egel. Toisus disagrees and says it's not because of the Masa Egel, because of the Masa Meraglim. But regardless, they were rejected by Kaddish Baruch Hu, and therefore they didn't have the benefit of that very pleasant wind. Then the Gemara gives another reason as well. Today our Gemara tells us, although that is true, that's only during the day. But at night there was the Ruach Tzvoinis, and specifically at the time of Chatzois. It's Toner Abonan, Kol Oysen Arboim Shana, all those 40 years, Shehu Yisroba Midbar, Loi Hoya Yoim Shloi Noshva Boi Ruach Tzvoinis, even though during the day they didn't have the benefit of the Ruach Tzvoinis, but at night, at Chatzois, they did. How do I know? Shnemer says in the Pasuk, now that's all beautiful. We know that the Makas Bechoris took place at Chatzois. What does that have to do with the Ruach Tzvoinis? Frank, they were my Talmud. What's the Raya? What's the Makar? So tomorrow, Kamash Malon, the Ace Rotzoin Milzehi. It's coming to tell you that at Chatzois, every night is a special Ace Rotzoin. And because it's an Ace Rotzoin, number one, we had the Bechoris at that time. And number two, we had the Ruach Menasheves at that time. And as we're going to see in Rashi in a moment, it was that Ruach Neshoves of the Ruach Tzvoinis that was the one that woke up David HaMelech every day when the draft of the Ruach Tzvoinis would go through the window of David HaMelech's palace and would go and start playing the harp strings or whatever the musical instrument David HaMelech had.
How do you explain Ace Ratzon?
Okay, what does the word ratzon mean?
Good tidings?
Good. And ace?
Time?
Perfect! So you know even better than I. It is the time of good tidings. So let's look at the Rashi. Ace ratzon milzi, 10 lines from the top. The kivin de chatzoi salai le ace ratzon haba, le makas b'chayres, since we see it was the time of good tidings for the makas b'chayres, like you just said, haba nami ace ratzon le ruach tzvoinis. So then it was also the good time for the ruach tzvoinis. At 12 o'clock midnight, that's when the Ruach Tzvoinis goes. V'zeh ha'yeh similar David by David HaMelech, the kinar toli loy l'malam imitosoi, that would wake him up every single night. V'nikva klap eit tzofoi, and it was hanging there, the kinar, next to the tzofoi. Kinar, some say, is a harp, and some say, is this, and some say, is that.
No.
Kaflut is zichadish.
No.
But it's a wind instrument. Anyway, within wind in terms of, yeah, whatever. Some say it's a lyre, L-Y-R-E. What's a lyre? I know a person who tells a lie is a lyre, but the musical instrument, vice versa. Anyway, when it hits chatzois, ruach tzvoinis menasheves boy, the ruach tzvoinis blows, umenagin me'elov, and it starts playing, the kinar starts playing on its own, v'huneyar, and then David HaMelech woke up. But our Gemara is telling us, even those 40 years where they were in Ashtikal and Chayrim, during the day it never blew, but so what the Gemara is telling us is, from the Pasuk, I don't really have a Raya, because the Gemara started off, how do I know that you had the Ruach Tzvoinis being Noshva and Chatzia Laila Shenema. We don't really have a rai from that pasuk. The only thing that we have a rai from that pasuk is that it's an Eitz Ratzon. Ah, it's an Eitz Ratzon. So therefore, that's why throughout the years it always blows at 12 o'clock at night, because it's an Eitz Ratzon. And even David HaMelech's times it blew. So we see that's an auspicious hour for the wind to blow. This beautiful...
Northern wind,
Ruach Tzvoinis, thank you. And therefore, Mistaver, it blew at the times of the Midbar as well.
It does. I don't see the connection. I mean,
if you can establish anything more than we just said, by all means, I'd love you to do so. All we can say is that Rashi says that the Gemara is telling us that 12 o'clock midnight is a Gevaldig Eitz Ratzon, and that's the reason why we have the Makas Bechoyres, and therefore it's Mistaver that the wind blew at that time, and we see by David HaMelech it blew.
Okay.
That's all we got. And we put two dots over here, and we start a brand new Gemara, Omer Rav Huna. Dvar Torah Moshuch Oichel B'Truma U'Medivreim Gozru Olam Nation Nira Ke'Orel. Back in the beginning of our Perek, we started a couple of days ago. It says the Orel is Osir B'Truma. How do I know an Orel is not an Itruma? Anybody remember? So we had a machleik between Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva. Reb Lezer will be based on Exer Shava Toish V'Sochir Toish V'Sochir. We had a problem. It's only Muftam Mitzad Echad, so we split it up. Right? Good. That was according to Reb Lezer, Kuntra Bekiva, and it's Sarach, you don't need it, it says ish, etc. So the extra ish as the oral. Now we're not talking about an oral, we're talking about a moshuch. A moshuch means a person has a bris, however, subsequently, he forcibly pulled down the foreskin on the gid so that it should appear to be as if he is not gemalit. If you look at the Rashi, moshuch, mohul, he was gemalit. But his orla got extended. Normally it said he's moishich. Here it sounds like it happened on its own. And it went all the way to the top and it was covering over the git so that a person who looked at it would say, this person didn't have a bris milah, even though he did. But it's only over time that the rest of the foreskin pulled down and it covered it up. Okay. So it says now Rav Huna, Minat Toyra, the person's gemalit. So therefore, Moshe Chaychel Betruma. He's not an Orel, he's a regular guy. However, Midrabon goes through all of the nation Nira. It looks like an Orel. He looks like one, but he really isn't. Therefore, Midrabon, they said, don't eat too much. Freg Dimar Meisve, Moshech Tzorach Sheyimol. Says in the Braisa, a person who's a Moshech, he has to go back to the Moil and say, Moil, you've got to do a brand new Mila, because unfortunately the old Mila has been covered up. It's a major cover-up, and therefore do another bris. So now the word Moshech Tzorach Sheyimol, the Gemara assumes in the Havamina, that means Min HaToyra, it's required. So it's not a Psad Adirabonon Dikadin, it's a Diraisin Dikadin. It's just like Rav Huna said, Midivrayim Gozru Olav, Minatoyer, you don't need to. It's Midrabban. Frankimor Korila, my Korila. Lechoyra, when I looked at the words Moshech Tzorach Sheyimol, automatically, Hotzorach Ketani, automatically I assume that this is with Rabbanan. Why do I assume that it's Midrabban? Says Rashi, because if Moshech was an oral Min HaToyra, then the Mishnah or the Braisa should say much more emphatically, Moshech Hare ze orel. A moshech is an orel. Instead of saying moshech tzorach sheyimol. If tzorach gives you the sound, it's not really an orel, but tzorach midraban. So Gemara asks, Udkarila my karila, what was the hamamina that you asked? If anything, this is not a kash on Rav Huna, this is a raya to Rav Huna. The minafayra, you don't need it, it's to Rambanam that you need it. So Gemara, I'll tell you, katoy b'seifa, the reason why he thought that it was Diraisa is because of the continuation of that very same Braisa. How does the Braisa continue? Reb Yehuda Oimer Lo Yimo. If a person is a Moshech, he should not have a bris. Nesha Sakana, he lo, it's a Sakana. What's a Sakana? Says Rashi. Since we're talking about that initially he had a bris, and what happened was some of the skin of the gid extended downwards. If the moyel, it doesn't know what he's doing, chas v'sholom, shemiyase krushavcha, he might cut too much, he might cut into the gid itself. And Chas Hashem, the person will become a Krishofri, he won't be able to have children, he won't be able to marry Jewish women, etc.
He won't be able to eat truma. It'll be possible.
He won't be able to eat truma, but the truma is not such a sakana.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. The whole point is whether that they can eat truma or not, right?
That's Rav Huna's point. The Brisa's point is whether or not he needs a bris.
Okay.
The Tanakhama says a mosh of Tershima. The Brisa is talking about that he is a Yisrael, and therefore he doesn't eat truma. However, he does have to have a bris. So he more assumed that it has to be a bris min ha-toyah. Where do you get this min ha-toyah from? He just says tzarech. He says, I'll tell you why. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, lo yimo, he should not have a bris. Because it's a sakone. He might become a krishavcha. Omru loy, so the Rabbanim, the Tanakama, says, no. Vali harbi molu bimei ben kuziva. At the time of Ben Kuziva, we popularly refer to as Bar Kochma. He was at the head of the Beitar, the city of Beitar. This is after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, and everybody was quite confident and optimistic that Bar Kochba, who was a great warrior, was going to lead Klal Yisrael to victory and defeat the Romans, etc., etc. Unfortunately, that was not to be. Some say that that's how he got the name Ben Kuziva, that it was a kozav, that it was, kozav means a lie, it was fake. That's how he got the name Ben Kuziva. Okay, anyway, you can look up the history books if you like. It is good. The Nishas Okit. But the point is, many people had that bris be made Ben Kuziva. Apparently, they were Mishuchim. How did they become Mishuchim? Says Rashi, because the Oivdei Chovim, the Goyim, were so upset that the Jews had a bris that they pulled down the skin from the Gid to make each one of the males look like an Orel. And everybody was so up in arms that they went for new bris to go and cut it away. And after that, and Baruch Hashem, after that, to a kingdom of Einikulach Metalis. Ah, Doiris. So you see that it's not a sakana. Now, how do I know that there's an Indian to go and cut the Moshech to do a new Mila? Shnemet is the Basi. Himal Yimal. What is it? Himal Yimal, which is a double Lashon. Or just say Himal one time. I feel a may upon him, even if you have to go and mal a second time and a third time. When would you ever have to have a second or third time? When you're a Moshech. Well, you may have another Pusik. As Brisi Heifar. The Rabbis as a Moshech. So now, before we finish the Raya from this Brisa, the Gemara goes off on a tangent just for a moment. My Voimer, what do I need another Pasik? Himal Yimor Lechor is an excellent Pasik. Fill a May upon him. Why would a person need to have multiple Brisim? Because he's a Moshech. So, Bazoi, what do I need? New Pasik Voimer. My Voimer. Look at him. Mahim Himal Yimor Lerabbis Tzitzin Ham Akvin Asamila. No, maybe we're talking about that there was a Bris. And subsequently they realized that the Moy left behind a couple of these Tzitzin. Tzitzin means little pieces of skin, which are Ma'akiv. Which Sita Ma'akev, so we had in the Gemara yesterday, that's Basar HaChoyfe Es Roiv Goyva Shel Atara. When you have Basar, which is still over the Atara, that the Atara is the outward part of the Gid, when you have Basar on top of it, and it's on the Goyva, not on the circumference, not on the Keifa, those are Sita Ma'akvin. So if after the Bris is over, you realize, oh, you should do Sita Ma'akvin, you could start again. You don't start again from the beginning, but you have to go and complete the Bris. So maybe that's what the Himal Yimal comes to tell you. Toshimas, but he says, hey, Father, this is a Moshech. That's why I have this extra passing to say. We're talking about a Moshech. Okay, so this is the end of the Braisa. Who Sabah? The person who asked the Kasha in the Gemara, the Meisvei Kasha. Then he's asking Kasha, and Rav Huna holds the whole din of Bris Mila over here. Mithi Achilles Truma is all the Rabbanans. And then he said, but you see, Moshech, Tzorach Shimal, so you see, it's Menah Torah. Moshech said, no, Tzorach means Midrabbanan. What was the Havamin? Of course, Tzorach has that sound that it's Midrabanan. So I'll tell you why. Continuing the Gemara, who Savamin Ekanosim Lo Hashas, since the Rabbanan, in defending their position against Rabbi Yehuda, and saying that it's not a Sakana, and Fakir, that you're supposed to have an extra bris if you're a Moshech, because of Himal Yimal or Sprisi Heifar, but the truth of the matter is, it's not a pasuk. It's a pasuk, but this din of mila is only by a moshech, is only midrabanan. Kras machta bi alma. These two psukim that we brought is only to an asmachta. It's not a real diarais. It's a midrabanan, and therefore it's not a kasha Rav Huna. It's consistent with Rav Huna's halacha that Moshech is mechuyev in a bris with Rabbanan, and if he didn't have that new bris, then he cannot eat truma midrabanan. Frank Demara Meisveh, tumtum ein oichel betruma. A tumtum, as we know, is covered up. We cannot tell whether he's a zocher or a nekeva, because the whole region down below is a major cover-up. And therefore, he's not allowed to eat truma. Why is he not allowed to eat truma? Because maybe he is a zocher. And if he is a zocher, he obviously didn't have a bris. Ezech an orel, we had in our Mishnah, that an orel is not allowed to go and eat truma. So tumtum is a sofik orel, so don't eat truma. However, Noshev, his wife, Vavodim, and his Avodim Oichlin. And the Gemara is going to ask shortly, how can a Tumtum have a wife? Maybe the Tumtum himself is not a himself, it's a herself. So the Gemara is going to ask that question shortly, so don't be nervous, everybody, and then we'll get to it. So Noshev, Vavodim Oichlin. The Noshev, Vavodim are able to eat. Now, how are they able to eat? We'll see Mitchum the Gemara shortly. Moshech, oh, that's why we brought this price, a Moshech. Or a noyle kishuhu mohul, someone who is a moshuch, or he's a noyle kishuhu mohul, he was born already gimalit, which happens, it doesn't happen often, but it happens from time to time. Hari elu oichlin, a noyle is allowed to eat truma. Okay, so obviously this is a direct hit on Ravuna, because Ravuna said a moshuch is not allowed to eat truma, and here it says a moshuch is allowed to eat truma, so it's a befeidish akasha. And we're first going to finish off the brisa. Hari ilu oichl. Androgynous. Oichl betruma. An androgynous is allowed to go and eat truma. And Rashi says we're talking about an androgynous mohul. Remember, androgynous is just the opposite of a tumtum. Instead of having no simonim, he has both sets of simonim. Simoni zachrus and simoni nakvus. On the simoni zachrus, he had a bris. And therefore, says Rashi, if he happens to be a zohar, he's not an oral, he had a bris. And if you're going to tell me this androgynous happens to be in the keva, so in the keva is allowed to go and eat truma.
She's a baskoin.
She's a baskoin, therefore she's allowed to eat truma, no problem whatsoever. So androgynous oichel betruma, the ain oichel bekachim, but he cannot go and eat kachim. We're talking about kachim, we're talking about kachi kudishim, because kachi kudishim are only eaten by zichre kahuna, only by a zocher. And since an androgynous has a 50% chance that maybe she's a nekeva and not a zocher, no, she can't go and eat. Tumtum any oichel loy betruma v'loy bekachim.
Excuse me, when we say kachim, we also hit early in the parak kachim like a chazav ishok of from the shlamim.
No.
And why wouldn't a androgynous be able to eat a chazav ishok on the tzad?
Who says they can't?
What?
Who says they can't?
It says kachim. It didn't say.
So
it doesn't.
Remember when we said the gemara, it's a bekachi kudishim. Look at the Rashi, five lines lower. Vein oichel bekudishim, bekodshi kudishim.
Okay.
Echatas and oshim.
Thank you.
No problem. Anyway, what is another question that's going to bother you is we started off the Braisa, tumtum ein oichel betruma, and now the Braisa repeats it again. Tumtum ein oichel loy betruma v'loy bekudishim. And again, the question is, why does the Braisa repeat it twice? I think Gemara is going to ask that kasha as well. Anyway, we've now completed the Braisa. The reason why we brought the price is not because of Tumtum, not because of Androgynous, but because of the Moshuch case. And it says that a Moshuch, Hare Elu Oichlin, can eat Betruma. But Ravuna says a Moshuch is not allowed to eat Truma. Ketanimi is Moshuch when Oichlin Shul Mol, Hare Elu Oichlin. Chief Ravuna, the Yuftis Taka Ravuna is Ogifreit. And to knock out Kasha, and the Gemara holds that Ravuna is wrong and that a Moshuch can eat Betruma. As we'll see in the Gemara a little bit further down the Omid, it's not that he's totally knocked out, because in fact it's going to be a machloikis tanoim in another braisa, whether or not a moshech is allowed to eat betruma, min hatoira, min rabbanan. But so far, just based on this braisa alone, Rav Huna has been knocked out. Tosis points out that even though this braisa is a knockout against Rav Huna, legabi achilas truma, it does not, however, uproot a second halacha, which means Rav Huna expressly is talking about that a moshech who is not gemalit is not allowed to go and eat truma. He doesn't address another issue, but it's implicit in Rav Huna that Rav Huna holds that a moshech requires a bris midrabanan. How do I know? From that previous price that we had that it says a moshech tzorach shi'imol, he has to go. Right. And Imor initially thought it was a deraisa. Imor concluded that it's drabonim. It's based on that that Avuna says. Since a moshech requires a bris, at least midrabanan. So until he has that bris, he's an oral midraban. If he's an oral midraban, he's not allowed to go and eat truma. So the only thing that we have shlugged up is the second part, that he can't eat the truma. But we haven't shlugged up the requirement for a moshech to have a bris. I'm not making this statement. This is the second choices before the end. Meisvei, the moshech oichel betruma, that's the kasha on Rafuna. Avagav the tzurach shiyimol midrabanan, the nation near Ka'oril, lo yasru betruma. Even though Lamaisa, he does have to have a brish, tzurach shiyimol midrabanan, because he looks like an oral. However, the kasha of the brice is, but they didn't ask a betruma. In other words, they didn't go the next step. It's not illogical to go to the next step, but this brice is telling you that they didn't go to the next step. They only said that a moshech requires to have a bris, but if he didn't have a bris, he could still eat betruma, as opposed to Rav Huna's statement. So even, yes sir.
Isn't a moshech somebody who already had a bris?
Absolutely.
So the reason for his second bris is somehow he had self-mutilated himself.
It's not really mutilation, but he, in the case of Beitar, the Goyim, someone went and extended the skin of the Yid by pushing it down every single day, and slowly but surely it crept up, and now he looks like an artist.
Exactly.
So Midrabanan, he's required to go.
But it's really a superficial bris, because in actuality he had a real bris.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're 100% right. An Oral himself, who does it, who's not Mesu Achav Machmas Mila, is Chayv Kares. Mashuch, if it's Midrabanan, There's no chiv kares midrabanan.
Of course, it was suggested.
But I'm saying so. We say it requires a bris. I mean, it's not a nice thing. But why are we saying it requires a bris? The person's doing it. Are they him or das? I mean,
if it was up to me, I would say you shouldn't have a bris. It costs $500. He has to go put the balloons with the teddy bears and he comes to masa. But the Gemara says meisvei moshech tzarchimo. That's a price.
Okay.
What's the reason why they did it? Because shenira karo. If he goes to the mikvah or something, everybody says, hey, a goy, he didn't have a bris, what's going on over here?
I see, okay.
So if the chumset, midrabanan, go and remove it.
Achmaris ayin,
right? Like a maris ayin, exactly. Shinir kamol, exactly right.
Also, people in the time of in those times, they would exercise without any clothing on. It was a big problem
Today also you have the same problem, just walk down the street here during the summer. Anyway, but Lamaisa, getting back to our Gemara, so although the Gemara has shlugged up Rav Huna's second halacha, which is a derivative halacha, which is that a moshech cannot eat truma midrabanan, says whoever toys this, we have not shlugged up the basic requirement that a moshech is required to have a bris midrabanan. But even on the second half of Rav Huna, that is the Gabi Dechilas Truma, we'll see down below the Gemara is going to say Lema Ketanoi. Stay tuned for further development. Omamah. We go back to the beginning of the Braisa. Tumtum Eine Oichel Betruma. Tumtum, where everything is covered up, we don't know he's a Zohar and a Geva. He cannot eat Truma. That we understand, because if he is a male, he didn't have a bris, he's an Orel, he can't eat Truma. But Noshev, Vavodav, Oichlin, Freit Gemara, Noshu Letum Tuminole. How is he married to a woman? Imaim the Kaddish, you're going to tell me, well, he performed Kiddushin. The sign is a brisa that says, Tum Tum Shekidesh Kiddush of Kiddushin. If a Tum Tum was Makadish a woman, it's an effective Kiddushin. And vice versa, Niskadish, if a man was Makadish the Tum Tum, in other words, the Tum Tum was in that scenario a woman, and he was in the Scottish, Kiddush, Kiddush. It works both ways. Oh, so now I have a case of a Tum Tum that has a wife. So tomorrow, the aim of the Omar, the Chumra, the Kula Miyam Rina. The only time that this Brisa says that the Tum Tum should Kiddush, 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 since I don't know what happened, I don't know whether he's a male or a female. On the government forms, he went and put in other. He put in other. So I don't know whether he's a man or a woman. So now, if he gave a ring to a young lady and he says Ariat Mekudeshesli, maybe Taki is a Zohar. It's at least a 50-50 chance, and therefore the kedusha is kedushin. I have to be machmer. But Lakula, to go and say that this was an effective kedushin, that if he is a kohen to be able to go machel his wife with truma. Maybe it's a chasafik ishul. Ve'inisha miskadesh is isha. There's at least a 50-50 chance that this is a woman and not a man. And so therefore, although I am machmir legabi kedushin, I'm not going to be makel to go and say that his wife, which might be her wife, that she should be able to go and eat truma. That's insanity. Rabbi, we're not talking about your normal, regular tumtum. We're talking about kishabeyav nikorois mibachutz. That although his gid is totally covered up, however, his beyim, the testicles, can be seen. They are discernible from the outside, and therefore he still has the label, the term tumtum. But halachically, he's clearly a male, and therefore, since he is a male, he is able to mikadesh eso isha. And he is a din of an orel, and that's why he cannot eat truma, and that's how he could have a wife, and the wife can eat truma. Yes, what's this?
But if an arusa cannot eat truma through kedushin, so if the tumtum is a man, mm-hmm. he's a mekadesh woman, mm-hmm. she can eat truma through. We had earlier in the
because of Eirus, because of
about the simpon and. Shemayashka.
Right.
So even if it's an arusa.
Two answers. Number one, they're talking about there was a chuppah without bia. Chuppah is also goimer. Mechum will have mesechtas kedushin. That would be answer number one. And number two is we had already in the Gemara before. What happens if within 1 year he never
concluded the
they never katani sua? Then he's required to go and. And then from that point on, number one, he's required to give him the zoinis, and she's allowed to go and eat truma from
okay.
him. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, so therefore he has a din of a real zocher vadai, even though the gid is covered up. That's the case of having noshev. Rav Omar, my noshev doesn't mean his wife or wives, but it means his women, and in particular means his mother. What means his mother? That if you have a Koyim, who married a Bas Yisrael, and they had a child, and that child was a tumtum, and then the Koyim passed away. And the mother is the mother of this tumtum, that this tumtum has a din of a Koyim. Why? Because his father was a Koyim. Why was the father a Koyim? Because his father was a Koyim, till Aaron a Koyim. It's a Koyim. So the Venosha means his mother is able to go and eat B'schus the son. Pray tomorrow, eat my pshita. Why not? A son is a son is a son. If it's a daughter, it's a daughter. What's the problem? Because after all, how do we know that a mother of a kohen is able to go and eat truma? Because it says in pasuk vilid beisoy heim yoichlu belachmai. And the Gemara dash not heim yoichlu, but heima yachilu belachmai. So I might go one step further. Vilid beisoy means a yolid who's able to be moilid. And that's why the Torah uses such an interesting expression, vilid beisai, a person who's capable of procreating and having children. But since the tumtum in his current state, until they do surgery, he cannot have any children. So I might think he's not machel to his mother. Kamash malam, noshev, the mother is yah. But noshev is a little shvir because of the lashon rabbim.
Right.
It should go and say, ishtoy, or ishtoy would not be appropriate over here. Imai would be the easiest, but then we wouldn't have a kasha. If you want to go and use a term, you shouldn't use a plural term. You should go and use a term of yachid, a singular term. So the article says ayin baruch laner that deals with that issue. Anyway,
the mother also is grandmother, maybe other women.
Maybe that's the teretz. So tomorrow yeah. Kamash malon. Therefore, that's where the brisa comes to tell you that noshev, the mother, is able to eat. So machlok is between Abai and Rava. What's the case of the initial tumtum in this brisa? According to Abai, the tumtum is a vaday. Zohar, and according to Rava, it's talking about Vaiter, a Sofik, a real Sofik. There are no testicles on Nikar Mibachutz, but the reason why we have Noshev is not talking about a wife, it's talking about a man. Yes, sir.
We had said earlier that Nolan Mo can eat Truma.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't he have to at least a tough as Dom?
We had a Machloikis yesterday with it. You have to have by Turech Latim and Abris. If you remember, the Gemara said, Kotten Shnel Kshu Mol. Kosovar, Rebbe Kiva holds Tzorch Lahatim in a Dambris, and Rebbe Lezer Tamei, the Omar, Kod Shinolit, ain't Tzorch Lahatim in a Rebbe. So this could go according to the other man. The Omar. Tor Shema, Tom Tom Einoi Oichaloi Betruma Veloi Bekotchim. Again, this is the end of that same Brisa we were quoting. The beginning of the Brisa was Tom Tom Einoi Oichal Betruma, and the Sefer of the Brisa is Tom Tom Einoi Oichaloi Betruma Veloi Bekotchim. Why is it repeated? It's Mishlam, Labaya, Tonoresha, Oral, Vadai. Uktoni Seifa, Sofik Oral. According to Baya, Lishitosoi, which we've just explained, no Kasha. the two tumtums in this brisa. The first tumtum was a zocher vadai, because you had the bay of Nikarim, so we know for sure that he's a vadai. So about a vadai, that's why the brisa has to go and tell us he's not allowed to go and eat truma, like our Mishnah, and Oral is not letting truma. Uktani Seif, and the Seif said not only if he's a vadai, even if he's just a safik, also he can't eat truma. Okay, so then it's not repetitive. El Rovo, Tumtum the Seif, Lomali, we already said Tumtum once, and according to Rava, that Tumtum is referring to a normal, regular Tumtum who is a Sofik, Zohar, or Nekeva. And then we repeat it again. What do I have to say twice? Everything Gemara, my Tumtum, Oro. What does that mean? So Rashi says that the second time that the word Tumtum is used in the Braisa, we don't mean a Tumtum, we mean an Orel Gomor. See Rashi, the third wide line down below, my tumtum at the end of the line, my tumtum diktani b'seifa, orel gomor. So therefore, when you see the word tumtum at the end of the braisa, go and delete it in your mind, put in the word orel instead, and the braisa is telling us an orel cannot go and eat either from truma or from kodshe kudishim, or from kodshe. Frey Timora, 1 second, if you're telling me that that's a pshat at the end of the braisa, Hash to Sofik Oru Lo Yochel. The beginning of the Brisa talk about a Tumtum. A Tumtum is a Sofik Oru. Efshio, Efshenish. So you tell me Sofik Oru Lo Yochel. So Vadi Oru Ochel. So what do I have to need? What do I need the second part of the Brisa to tell you? Vadi Oru Fishteitzach. If a Sofik is not allowed to eat, then certainly if he's a Kulay Kolul Oru, if he's 100% Oru, the Vadi can't eat. So what's the Chiddush of the Brisa? Says Imar, we're not talking about two separate cases. It's really the second part of the Brisa is explaining the first part of the Brisa. Matam Kama. Matam Tumtum Ein Oichel B'Truma. You know why the Tumtum at the beginning of the Brisa cannot eat Truma? I'll tell you why. Menesha Sofik Oral Hu. Because it's a Sofik, maybe it's an Oral. And what's the din of an Oral? Now the Sefer says, V'Oral Ein Oichel B'Truma V'Loi B'Kachim. So therefore, it's not duplicative, it's just explanatory. First tumtum is a suffix, the second one is an oral vadai, and it's explaining why the tumtum cannot eat truma because it's a suffix oral. So, Lemi Ketanoi again is going back on what Rav Huna said, whether a moshuch is allowed to or not allowed to go and eat truma. Min ha-toira or midraban. Is Lemi Ketanoi moshuch, the gershin is gair kishu mohul, the cotton she over is manoi. Bishar kol hanim moilim lisuya mishi yesh leishte orlois einin ni moilim ela biyoim. We're talking about an interesting set of individuals, and we're talking about when does the mila have to take place. We all know it says in the pasuk of v'yoyim hashmini yimoil besar orlosai. That's talking about a mila bismana, a normal mila has to be done uvayoyim hashmini. Did any of you ever attend a bris mila at night? No, because there is no such thing. A bris has to be done during the day. So the Tanna Kamma says, not only does this apply to your normal, regular bris, but even a moshuch. Moshuch is our case that we're talking about, that unfortunately the orla got covered over, the gid got covered over once again, the gamsa torah got covered over. So you got to do a new bris. That bris has to be taking place, has to take place during the day. Yes. Same thing, a ger shenis gair, kishu mohul. You have a ger that was already mohul from before. Rashi says, like we had before in the Gemara, an aravi mohul or a givoini mohul. Even today, if you have a Christian or a Muslim that decides to be megair and he was already gemalit from before, you want to do a bris? Got to be during the day. V'kotten she'over zmanai, a cotton that they didn't have the bris bismani on the eighth day for whatever reason. It got pushed off, maybe because it was he was not well, maybe the jaundice, yeah, whatever the situation was, he couldn't do it because the child was born ben hashmoshes on Friday night, and you don't know it would be a Friday bris, a Shabbos bris. Anyway, you gotta do it b'yoyim. The shar kol nimoil, the same thing applies to any other nimoil. Well, who's the shar kol nimoil? So you might mishi yeshli shtei olas. Let's say Yishtei Orlis, the Rashi, and the bottom says Yishtei Orlis, Beis Oyreis Zu Al Gabi Zu. Very extraordinary situation where a child has a double Orli, one on top of the other. The Moil removed the first Orla, and then they go back home and they realize, there's still another Orla there. And they call up the Moil, what are we talking about? I have the Orla here in my hands. I cut it off. There were two Orlas. That's what Rashi learns shot over here. Rather, there's a Rashi in Masechta Shabbos on the same Gemara that said that the child was born with two Gidin. which obviously is very, very extraordinary, but at least theoretically it might happen. So if he only had one bris on one and not on the other, you got to have another bris. And, but all of these things have to be done by Yoim. If it's a normal bris bismanai, avad it's got to be by yoim. Shaloi bismanai, anything which is not bismanai, like a regular cotton shaloi bismanai, or this ger that was this guy shumol, or this fellow with this shtey, all of these cases shaloi bismanai nimoylem biyoyim uba lailo. Even a regular baby was delayed. They couldn't do it on the eighth day because he was sick or whatever it was. You can do it even at night. So what's the machloikis between the first the Tanakhama of this price and Reb Loza Reb Shimon? The machloikis is the Marsa of a Moshech is Dioraisa, and since Moshech is Dioraisa, he's no different than any other child that requires a bris. You got to do it during the day. Uvayoy Mashmini, or Marsa Moshech is Rabbanan. Once it's Rabbanan, no. So the Rabbanan Taka required a bris, but then you can do the bris anytime you want. You can even do it in the middle of the night. Oh, so you see, this chiyuv of having a bris is taka machloikis tanoim. Right, more of a tisbara. That really, that pshat doesn't work. Because one of the cases that we're talking about is not only the moshuch, but also the one that comes over is manoi. Right, more comes over manoi. Mi ikalam and the yomar, to rabbonon. Are you going to go and tell me that Reb Lozov Reb Shimon that says, by all of these cases, it could be bayoim ubalayla. So you're going to tell me, oh, because it's rabbonon. Drabanan. Is anybody in their right mind that holds a kodesh of his money is mitrabanan? Avadanisha. If you can't do it on the eighth day, you have to do the ninth, the tenth, the twentieth.
As soon as possible.
You gotta do it. And chas v'shalom, like you mentioned earlier, if a person doesn't have a bris, and now he becomes bar mitzvah, he becomes a chiyuv kares, he's gotta do the bris. No, it's only a shabbos mano, it's not your rice, it's drabanan. By drabanan, there's no din of kares. And that's foolish. Of course, there's a chiyuv derais. And therefore, the kuliyal moshech is drabanan. The cotton she offers money is the rice. Everybody can hold a moshech is drabanan. Like Rav Huna said before. Is the cotton she offers manoi, that's the rice. So what's the machlekes over here between the Tanakhama and the blood rip shimon? V'achem b'hakem mifligi, mar sover darshinan uvayoyim, or mar sover loy darshinan uvayoyim. What does he mean to say? The pasuk could have said, bayoyim hashmini, Yimoil Besar or Losai. But it doesn't say Bayoim, it says Uvayoim. Ah, we have the extra Vav. Remember we had the Rabbi Kiva is the extra Vav. So we have an extra Vav over here. So the question is, does that Vav come to include not only your regular, normal Bayoim Ashmini Bismanoi Brisim? But maybe it also includes the Shaloi Bismanoi Brisim. Ah, so the Tanakhama says it includes the extra Vav, the shaloi bezmanei brisim, and Reb Lozov Reb Shimon says no. I only darshin vayoyim mishmini, not uvayoyim. I don't darshin the extra vav, and therefore shaloi bezmanei can be even balayla. Therefore, says Rashi. Now we go the next step. What about the moshuch? So the Tanakhama says just like the shaloi bezmanei has to be dafka vayoyim from the pasuk uvayoyim. Even the moshuch is drabon and it's not the araisa. Of a cold token rabbanon ki and the araisa token, and therefore they said just like a mila shaloi bismanoi, not your normal mila, mila shaloi bismanoi is dafka bayoyin. So moshech has also got to be dafka bayoyin. And the second man yama that says that a mila shaloi bismanoi can be a filu balayla is a chalhaches kama vikama that a moshech can be by night a balayla because moshech is only rabbanon. And so therefore, that's the machlokes. So not that the machlokes is whether it's a chiyuv d'orais or chiyuv d'rabbanan. Everybody holds it's rabbanan. Only question is, do I use the uvayoyim to include the mila shaloi bezmanoi, and then do I go the next step to go and say that kol the talking d'rabbanan came d'orais a tikkun yes or no? And the Gemara is now going to bring a raya that that's the pshat. Ki hod Yosef Rabbi Yochanan b'kadorish noisim bezmanoi ein nisraf ela bayoyim. Shloi bezmanai nisraf bein bayoyim bein balayla. What does that mean? According to Shlomo, as we know, you can go and eat 2 days. That means one day, one night, and the next day. Once the shkia or the tzeitzah chob of the next day hits, you can no longer eat the shlom. So what happens if a person left over? It says, you don't leave it over. But what happens if you did leave it over? Then the pasuk says that you're supposed to go and burn it the next morning. What did it say the next morning? That if it was left over, then the next day, you don't go and burn it immediately the same night. The next morning, you got to go and burn. Now what happens, that's if it's noise of bismana. What happens if it's left over already for 2, 3, 4, 5 days? It's already a week old. Does it have to be dafka bayoim hashlishi? Did it have to be dafka bayoim? Oh, so this is the shayla that was asked. If it's old noiser, this may be alive even at night. And Barry will maybe tell us. Reb Lozer ben Pedos. Notice the Gemara refers to him as Rebbe and not Rav. Rebbe Lozer ben Pedos asked Reb Yochanan. He was a Talmud of Reb Yochanan. I only know from our case if he's nimol lishmini. In other words, your regular normal kid has a din bismana, it's got to be bayoim. Uvayoim hashmini yimol b'sar losa. Minayil rabbis letisha, lasoro, leachar osa, lishnei mosa. How do you know those also have to be bayoim? What are all of these cases? It's a case of a Friday night birth, that the child was born Friday night, vein hashmoshes. So, now we go and ask the Ruv, what do we do? What time exactly vein hashmoshes? Sometime middle vein hashmoshes says, it's a suffik, whether that's suffik yom, suffik laila. So it's a suffik, whether it was Friday, whether it was Shabbos. Obviously, you can't go and do the bris on Friday, because maybe
the seventh day.
It might be the seventh day. You can't go and do it on the eighth day, because the eighth
Shabbos,
day
is Shabbos.
And if it turns out that this child, really, the bris should have been on Friday, and you're doing it on Shabbos, and Milash Le Bezmana is not doing a Shabbos. So that's why we're doing it on day number 9. And what happens if right after Shabbos, you have a day of Yontif, Lamushal Sunday is Yontif, then you can't go into birth on Yontif either, because of the fact that it's Yontif. Amilish Loi Bizmanoi is not Doich Yontif. Okay, so then I have to go and wait till the next day. The next day would be Asar. What happens if you have 2 days Yontif, then you have Achad Asar and Shnei Masar. So in other words, we're talking about a situation where you were not able to do it on Shabbos, you couldn't do it on Sunday, you couldn't do it on Monday.
I can see how if you had Rosh Hashanah without a fixed calendar coming on Motzei Shabbos, and so it's pushed off till Tuesday. But why would it be Shnei Masar?
Let's say the child was born really on Friday. So what day would that be?
That would be the eighth day.
Eighth day. What's Shabbos?
Shabbos was the ninth.
And then Sunday?
The 10th and the 11th.
And then when would you be able to do the bris?
On the 12th.
Oh, so if you have a minai, the rabbi is a child that you did the bris on the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, or the 12th. How do you know that also has to be dafka v'yoim? Tamalayma uvayoim. Because it says the extra u to tell you that too, a milish lebizmane has to be v'yoim. This is a part of the question that Rabbi Lozer is asking Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't talking about mila. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about noise shloi bismani. And Rabbi Lozer continues on, and he asks in a very, very, very shrewd, I mean in a very positive sense, it's a real chochem and a charif, and therefore he's asking now, Rabbi Yochanan, v'afilaman d'loi dorish vav. There are many that don't learn the vav. We said before, it's only the Akiva that darshens the vav. But vav v'hei, everybody would darsh, would darsh. Where's the vav hei? Because over here it says, v'hanoiser mipsar hazovach, so why does it say the hanoiser? It could have said noiser b'yoyim hashlishi. Why does it have to a noiser mipsar hazovach b'yoyim hashlishi? Why does it say vav hey? Oh, since it says the extra vav hey, shouldn't everybody agree that even though it's noiser shaloi bismanoi, it has to be done dafka b'yoyim? This is such a powerful question that Rabbi Yochanan was dumbfounded ishtik. He didn't know what to answer. Bazar Danovak, after Rabbi Lozer left the room, Rabbi Yochanan now confided in his brother-in-law, Reish Lakish. Amli Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Reisi Leben Pedas. That's Rabbi Lozer Ben Pedas. Shiyoyisha V'doyrish K'moyisha V'piyak Fura. Wow, did you see that? Kasha that he asked. Brilliant! He realized here's a Vav and here's a Vav. Hey, psh, like Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Amli Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said now about Rabbi Yochanan, I, of course, agree with you that Reb Lozer is very, very smart, but I want you to know, you don't have a raya really from this case. You know, Didehi, you think that this is his own drasha? Masisi! It's that, in fact, it's a befeidish abraisa. Where is this befeidish abraisa? Heichaton alei b'teres kahanim. If you take out the teres kahanim, you'll see it smack in the middle over there. You have this, the vav v'hei v'hanoiser, the ganze drasha. When Rabbi Yochanan heard this, he said, "Uh-oh, that means I don't know my Torah's Kahanim." It's Nofik Tanya Bitlasi Yom. He went through the whole Torah's Kahanim 3 days straight, one after the other, again going over it again and again and again until he committed it to memory. And after he knew it clearly by memory, then Sober Bitlasi Yachiv. For the next 3 months, then he was Ma'ayin in every little Kutza Shel Yod. He went through every detail again and again, over and above. So in other words, first he had the Bekiyos. Then after that, he did the Harifas. He went into it Be'ilin. Anyway, so that's the conclusion of this Gemara. So what do we see from this conclusion? We see from this that L'choira, everybody should go and hold that, well, getting back to the beginning of this price. Remember, we had a Machlekes between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Number one, Lagabi Amila Shloi Bizmanoi, whether it has to be Dafka Bayoim or even Balayla. And then Mamela, what the din of Moshech? The din of Moshech is Nimshach after the din of the Mila Shloi Bizmanoi. If you hold Mila Shloi Bizmanoi, it has to be Bayoim. So called the talking Rabbanikin. The Raisa Tikkun, if you hold that Mila Shloi Bizmanoi doesn't have to be Bayoim, then similarly a Moshech can also be Balayla. And so therefore the Gemara initially thought it's a Machloikis, whether it's Deraisa or Drabanan. And the Gemara concluded, yeah, no. Could be that everybody holds its Rabbanan. And therefore this is like at least the first halacha of Rav Huna, that Rav Huna holds, that everybody agrees that the Moshech requires a new bris, because he's near a Ka'arel. The only question is, the Tanna Kamma says, Uva Yoim, my Darshim, and the extra Vav, like Rabbi Kiva, and therefore even the Shloim Bezmanoi, and therefore even the Drabanans have to be Dafka Bayoim. And Rabbi Shimon doesn't Darshim the extra Vav. By Noiser, there's a Vav Hey, but here there's only an extra Vav. So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is not Doirish, and therefore he holds a Mila Shloim Bezmanoi, can be even Balayla, and therefore the Moshech can also be Balayla. But everybody agrees, a bris he needs. So therefore, even though we shlugged up Rav Huna's second halacha, the gabit eating of the truma, but Lamaisa, that's what the second choice is before the end was saying. We pass Kentaka and Moshech requires midrabbonon at least. In the Havamin, we thought it's machlokes, the rice, the rabbon. Moshech, no, could be that everybody holds the rabbonon. He requires a new bris, but Rav Huna's halacha that he cannot eat truma, that we have no raya for, and in fact the other prices shlugged them up. You cannot eat truma. So therefore, bottom line is, a Moshech requires a new bris, midrabbanan. Couldn't they have a minute? Maybe even the Raisa? The Gemara said no. But we don't have any raya to Rav Huna. And in fact, we have a kashen Rav Huna from a Raisa that says that a Moshech is allowed to eat truma after all. And that's Giblim. But there's a very beautiful Meloy HaRoyim at the back of the Shas. You know, Meloy HaRoyim is one of those Pirushim, where he says that one of his Talmidim asked him, Ashtarke Shaila. What did he ask him? He said in the Gemara that throughout the 40 years when Yidden were in the Midbar, they didn't have a briz. Why didn't they have a briz? Because there was no Ruach Tzfoinis during the day. But we started off our Gemara today saying, but there was a Ruach Tzfoinis every single night at 12 o'clock. All of the Yidden should have gotten lined up in front of the Moel at 12 o'clock at night and had a briz at that time. You're going to go and tell me you can't have a bris at night. According to the blood of Rav Shimon, that you're allowed to have a bris at night. Okay, so don't take a baby of 8 days. Wait until the next night and then do the bris at 12 o'clock at night. You'd be allowed to. You're not happy with that guy. So you should be jumping with joy. You should be smiling.
You're pondering
their question. So that's what he said. One of my Talmidim asked me whether, according to Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon, so this is a raya against Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon, because we hold that you can do a mila shloi bezmanai at night. Why didn't they? For 40 years, nobody did a bris at night.
It doesn't say Ruach Tzfoinis. I mean, only blew for a short time.
No.
And
it was enough times. Yeah, that's your time. Okay. The kash is a good kash. You say, Gatar, it's. That was only for 5 seconds, or 10 seconds,
right,
or a minute.
Enough to move the chimes and wake up somebody sleeping.
Okay, so if you have, I don't know if you have the Yalkut Mefarshim, but if you sit on.
Page Memchas.
Memchas, okay. Memchas in the Gemaras. The Gemara says, all the way to the back of the...
That's volume
one. You have the Agos for Chidushim.
I understood some of that.
Okay, so we are
in the Iron Days.
Iron Days. We have to go down to Maloy Harayim. He is Maloy Harayim. You found him, Andy? Wait, but everybody wants to know where it is now.
It's on the column right by the break, the turn of the page.
I'm based on Aleph. Here, the first verse.
Mimches on the leftmost column.
The first one. I have a copy of it for you. Why for 40 years when the Yidnu and the Midbar didn't they have a bris? They could have had a bris at Chatzos because a Milah Shloi Bizmanah control Reb Shimon could be even by Laila. So to Maloy Arayim, V'lechoyre Ratzisi Loima, I wanted to say, the Zeu Tam Beis Tirutzim. That's why the Gemara gave two Tirutzim. Remember, what's the reason why they didn't have a bris in the Midbar? Tirutzu Echad Mishum Chushu De'orchuhu. Ah, it was because of the Chush de Orch. The blood of Shimon, the Sphere, the Milish, the Bisman of Alayla, that would be according to him. In other words, the reason why the Gemara had to give two reasons, because according to the blood of Shimon, Avada, they could have done the bris at night, because of Milish, the Bisman is Mutter Balayla. The reason why they didn't, Chush de Orch. That was the first teretz of the Gemara. The teretz of Beis, the second teretz, which goes according to the Rabbanan, that hold that the Milish Leibizmana has to be Dafka by Yoim. So why didn't they do it by Yoim? The reason is because they didn't have the benefit of the Ruach Mishavas, the Ruach Tzvoinis. Aye, they had the Ruach Tzvoinis at night. Like the Rabbanan, Shkoyach, I have it at night. I have to have it during the day, at night is Gunish. Ach, Beloize, Leikosha Midi. Even without that, Sinishu Zoishver, to Otu Ashas Milu Hutakabdina, Tare Marchitzen Hamila Biyan Gimel Nepnei Asakona. After all, we are marchitz the mila on the third day because of sakana. V'im kein kimin shiyoidim shetekev achakach yafzik ruach tzefoynes or yecholim lomo, which is basically your teretz. Meaning, if this would have been an elongated, extended ruach tzefoynes, that's einzach. But since the ganze ruach tzefoynes is only in and out at the time of 12 o'clock, and therefore it's going to be a sakana vayter, that's why 3 days later on the third day you have to go and be marchitz because it's a sakana.
Right.
And during the next 2-3 days, except for the 10 seconds at 12 o'clock at night, there's no ruach meishavas, no ruach tzefoynes. Va'oid mimotzi mechavnu ahach rega temashu rak b'chatzi alayla noshit. The taker achakach pasik kedim mechavan exactly that moment. That's the Moshe Rabbeinu liyard, and that's why he said
chatzos.
No, chatzos aimis. So tell all the moilim, okay, chatzos, get ready.
Right.
By the time they get ready, it could already be after chatzos, or it could be 10 seconds before chatzos, since you can pinpoint it precisely. Gomenish. That's Adam Loya right. When I was learning this Gemara with my son last night, he said that he thinks he has an even simpler chat, and that is, if you look at the Heidegger Rashi at the top of the Omud, when Rashi was talking about the inyan of this Ruach Tzvoinis, you'll notice it says at the very top, Ruach Tzvoinis, the top Rashi, it's Noiche, Agishmake wind, Loicham, it's not too hot, Loitzenetis, it's not too cold, the Chama Zerachas, and the Chama is it's able shiny. To shine. Why does Rashi add this Chama Zerachas? Because Rashi means to say that because of the Ruach, it disperses some of the clouds. It's not a cloudy day.
Right.
And then the sun is able to come down. In fact, that was one of the reasons, said the Gemara, that there was no Ruach Tzefoinis, if you go back to this line, to lo nivder anani kovid, the anani kovid, which was protecting Klai Israel. We want those clouds to be on top at all times. If there would be a Ruach Tzefoinis, it would disperse those clouds, and that's why we didn't have that Ruach throughout the 40 years. Ah, so when there is a Ruach Tzefoinis, it does disperse the clouds, and the Chama comes down, and that's helpful and healthy for a bris. My son said, that's why they couldn't make the bris at night, even according to Blazer Reb Shimon. Because even if it would be an extended period of time, but there's no sun, you need that Ruach, that Chama Zerachas. Zitaka dispersed the clouds. It was Gishmak. We had the beautiful Ruach Tzfoinis going through, but you need that Chama Zerachas, and that you don't have at night, you only have during the day. So therefore, like the Rashi, the beautiful Pshat, that's why no Kasha. Beloy Roim Skasha is
on those lines we've been seeing.
Yes, yes.
Says another piece of Moedan later on and now. Pasam Hai Bimidbur, Asher, Ikas Sakana Bimidbur, Kribas Aver Bimidbur. It's cold.
Ah.
It's made in the middle light also. It's cold at night.
Shai, as Nochatam. Beautiful. Beautiful. Very good. Shkoyach Mendi. Anyway, so with this we put down two dots. And we start a brand new Gemara. Amr Abluzar, Oral Shehiza has Osik Sheira. Yesterday we spoke about if they were mazeh on an Orel, whether that was effective, or whether you have to do a new Hazor later on after the bris. We brought a raya from when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Remember the 10th day, the 11th day. Yeah. Now we're not talking about the Orel who is the beneficiary. He's the Orel who's administering the Hazor as Parah Aduma. The question is he okay or not? After all, he's an Orel. We're now talking about a Moshech now. We're talking about a real Orel. It doesn't have to be that he was a bad guy. It could be like Orel, like the Rashi said in the beginning of the
parak.
Abelamaisi doesn't have a bris. Orel Shehizaz Osik Sheir. If he did the Azos, it's Kusha, no problem. Meeted the Habat Fulyon. It's no different than a Fulyon. Even though Tful Yoim is Osir B'Truma, Kasha B'Parah. And that that Tful Yoim is Kasha B'Parah, that's very famous. Yes, was it there? Simi wants to tell us something.
Tful Yoim is, until he has Hav Shemesh,
yes.
He's Tom.
He's not totally Tom.
He's Tful Yoim.
He's
Tom Tful Yoim.
He's Tom Tful Yoim.
Right, right. Tom and Tara. It's true that Oral can't go into Esavi, but it's towers, it's Zandoloch.
You're asking something, or are you making a statement?
I'm asking a question.
What's your question?
Is Arelus in the category of Tumantara?
No.
Oh, so then those two shows make sense.
It does make sense because we bring a ride from one halacha to another halacha. What you're thinking in the back of your mind is, which Gemara is going to introduce a little bit further down, is Rabbi Kiva. Because when we started Ofar Perek, we wanted to know why. And Orel is not allowed to eat Truma. So he had a machloek between Rabbi Leizer and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Leizer says, because it's a Gzeder Shava, Toish Vesach, Toish Vesach. So Rabbi Kiva, you don't need that. Shteit Beforish, Ish, Hutzeruah, Aizov, Bakodeshim Layoichal, he's not allowed to eat Truma. So why does he say Ish twice? Of Rabbi Kiva, that second Ish comes to be Marbe Esa Orel. And the Orel has the same din like a Tomei. Just like a Tomei is not allowed to eat Truma, so too the Orel is not allowed to eat Truma. But at the moment, we're not going with Rabbi Kiva, we're just going in general, even according to Rabbi Lezer. What does Rabbi Lozer say? That Orel Shehiza, if he was Mazin, the Hazor is kosher, he's no different than a Tful Yoim. She'afu bisha osim b'truma. Tful Yoim cannot go and eat Truma. Remember that that was one of the major machlokes in that Chachmi Yisrael had with the Tzedokim, where the Tzedokim, for once, they were frimmer than Klal Yisrael, and they said that Tful Yoim is not allowed to do the Azor, because it says in the Pasuk, he's a Hator al HaTomei, he's got to be 100% Tohor. But Chazal darshan differently, that means that he already was Matayir himself by going to a mikveh, and at Tful Yoim is Mutter, and as you recall, it says that the Chazal, to show that the Tzedokim are wrong, they would Dafka be Matamei, the person who was involved in the Parah Aduma, and put him, of course, have him go to the mikveh, so they would say, Tful Yoim is 1,000% mutter when it comes to the Parah Aduma, and because of that, they had to make all different types of takonis, mit gzeirois, malus by Parah, so that people shouldn't say, nee, you see Parah Aduma, even Tful Yoim, so they had to go on that. They made special neighborhoods in Yerushalayim where the women would give birth and the children would never leave that neighborhood because that child would have to be the one that would go and draw the water
for the
Meshulach, etc. On
top of the ox.
So, Mitchum, we get to Masech Zipporah, you'll go through the whole Geshaft. Yeah. But getting back to Agamor, it's just like a Tful Yoim, Av Bish Osb Truma. At the moment, we assume it means he's not allowed to eat Truma because it said in the Pasuk, Bo Hashemish Vitoir. And that's, of course, the first Mishnah in the Masech Zipporah, where the Mishnah says, until one time can you go and say Krishma at night? When can you start saying Krishma? Because it's Tful Yoim can't eat until Harif Shemesh. So even though he's also Betruma, but Kashi Bapara, he's Kashi Bapara, that's what Chazal tell us. Is therefore, now the case of the Oral, even though he's also Betruma, he's also Kashi Bapara. So not Mitakolskin, Mitakal Vachoyim, it's just like Chazal Mamatzino. Just like we find it Tful Yoim, Mitak also Betruma, but Kashi Bapara. So he too, even if the Oral is also Betruma, he's Kashi Bapara. Fake Timura, 1 second. Malatful Yom Shikin Mutter B'Maser. When it says Maser means Maser Shaini, even though Maser Shaini has Kiddush, you have to eat in Yerushalayim, you have to be poided, etc. But Tful Yom is allowed to go and eat Maser Shaini. Maser Enkein, the Oral cannot How do I know the oil can't eat Masa Sheni? Rashi says, Mitzvah, we're going to learn this on Daf Ayin Dalet. So you have to stay tuned in another two Daf. Mitzvah Shem, we're going to get to it. But the point is, since the Tvul Yoyim is Mutter Masa Sheni, that's the reason why the Tvul Yoyim can be Masa, the Paraduma water. But maybe the Oral who's not Mutter Masa Sheni, maybe cannot go and be Masa. So tomorrow, Otu Anan Lachila Kamrinan, you thought that when I mentioned Osa Betruma and Al Mutter B'Maisa, we're talking about Achila. No! Anan L'Negiyah Kamrinan, I'm talking about touching the Truma, or touching the Maisa. And therefore, Uma Tvul Yoyim She'Osa B'Negiyah the Truma. A Tvul Yoyim is not allowed to touch Truma. If he touches the Truma, he'll be Metame. But Mutter B'Para, he's allowed to do the Hazos made Para, like we said before. Oral Shemutter B'Negiyah, Oral, there's no din of Tuma, like Reb Simcha told us a few moments ago. Oral not Tame, so he's allowed to go and touch Truma. He's not allowed to eat Truma, but he's allowed to touch Truma. And then Shabbat of Paraduma, Vadavad, he should be mutter to go and spritz the holy waters of the Paraduma. So Shmatanya Mihochi, I'll talk and bring a riot to Rabusa. Orel Shehiza has a osai kishayra, kusha viyusha. Umasa hoya vechshira chachab, maza osai, a masa shahoya, they were 100% kusha viyusha. Vaitimar meisvei, tumtum shekidesh, Kiddushay Pasul. Now the word Kiddush over here means to be Mekadesh, the Efer Pora waters, by mixing together the Efer HaPora together with the waters from the Mayim. Chaim from the Mayim, mixing them together, that's the din of Kiddush. And even though the Braisa that we're going to quote now doesn't mention anything about Hazor, the Gemara assumes that being Mekadesh, the waters and the ash together, has the same halacha as being Matzah. And therefore, Dr. Bryce, Mesa, Tum Tum Shekidesh, Kiddush Apostle, if he was Mekadeshit, the Kiddush is no good. Meneshu Safik Oral. The Oral is Apostle Lekadesh. Oral cannot be Mekadesh. Okay. And therefore, the Gemara assumes, therefore, an Oral is also Apostle to be Mazah. And you just said a moment ago, Rabbi Loza said that Oral is Mutter, has Osik Sheira. So that's the Gemara's Kash. Let's finish off the Braisa. V'androgynous Shekidesh, Kiddushoy Kosher. If an androgynous was Mekadesh, then the Kiddush is okay. And Rashi says the androgynous that we're talking about is an androgynous mole. See, if you look, Rashi, yeah, a little bit further down, androgynous mole. So, androgynous, as you know, has both simonim. On the side that he happens to be a Zohar, he's a Gemalata. He had a bris milah, so he's not an Oral. On the side that he might be in the Keva, the Tanakama holds that an Isha is Muteres to be Mekadesh, the Efer Parah, as well to be Mazah. Where does the Tanakama take this from? You wait till the bottom of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to bring Rayas from Psukim. Rabbi Huda Omer, Af Androgynous Shekidesh Kedusha Psulim, Mnesha Safik Isha, and he holds Isha Psulim Mekadesh. So Rabbi Huda disagrees with the Tanakama on the Isha aspect, where the Tanakama holds that Isha is Mutal Kaddish, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that Isha is Pasal Kaddish. Fine. But we're not focusing on the din of androgynous now. We're focusing now on the din of the Tumtum because he's a Safik Oral. It's the Tumor Ketani, Mia Oral. The Safik Oral, Pasal Melekadish. That's what we said here in the Braise, right? Tumtum Shekidesh, Pasal Neshu, Safik Oral, the Oral Pasal. What do you mean? We just said a moment ago to Rabbi Loza that Oral Shehiza is Osik Sheira. This price that you just quoted is a Das Yochid, this is Rabbi Akiva. Who's the Rabbi Akiva? Oh, that's Rabbi Akiva that Reb Simcha was talking about before. The Marbele, the Oral Kitamei, the Sanya, like we had at the beginning of our parak. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Ish, Ish, Shtein Busik, Ish, Ish. The continuation of the pasuk is Ish, Ish, Mizera, Harim, Vutzrua, Oizov. The Kodeshim that we're talking about over here is referring to Truma. And it says, an Ish who's at Tzeruah Izov, if he is Tomei, he's not allowed to be Kodeshim lo Yoichal, he's not allowed to eat Truma. Arashi Yitor, until he goes to the Mikvah, Uvoa Shemesh V'Torah, and he'll have Herif Shemesh. Okay, but why does the Torah say Ish, Ish? It would be enough just to say one Ish. The Rabbi said, Orel, to go and include the Orel. Ah, so therefore an Orel has the same din like a Tomei. Oh, so just like a Tomei cannot be Mekadesh, the Mei Chatzas, and can't be Mazah, a Tvul Yoyim can, but not a full-fledged Tomei, so therefore an Oral is also disqualified. But it's only that Bryson that holds that way, Rabbi Kiva. Otherwise, says Rabbi Loza, but the majority opinion holds that we do not learn Ish Ish for Abisa Oral, an Oral does not have a din of a Tomei, and therefore an Oral can be Mazah, and he can be Mekadesh, the Mayim of the Mei Paradu.
They hold that the majority holds the learns it from Toshav.
We got the our Mishnah. You would hold that the Toshav Asacher, Toshav Asacher. Uh-huh. It's Mufta.
Is there any significance to Devei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Omer, that it's
not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Omer Rava. Have you seen the Kami of Yosef? I was sitting before Rav Yosef when Rav Yosef gave this teretz. Remember, Rav Yosef is saying there's no kasha from that price because the price is the Beir Rav Akiva. The kasha li, and it was bothering me. He's saying that if you're telling me that this price is strictly Rav Akiva, and because Rav Akiva learns ish, and therefore he says Oral Vatame are mirror images of each other. They're exactly the same halacha. And not only the Gabi the Hilchois Truma, but also the Gabi Hilchis Kiddush, the Mayim of the Meipara. So shouldn't there be somewhere, Episod Mishnah, somewhere that we should find where the Mishnah equates Oral and Tummy together and say it goes according to Rav Akiva? Freitemar Veloy, there is no such Mishnah. Vaktani, there is such a Mishnah. We go to Masechtas Chagiga, Ha'orel V'Hatami B'Tum Menor Iyah. Oh, you see, they put together the oral myth, the Tomei. So that's probably Rabbi Kiva that says, Ish L'Rabbi Sa'orel, that has the same din like a Tomei. So it's more, no. Ha'asa Mishim Demois. It has nothing to do over there that we're equating with Ish. There's Boshet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're both Mo's. You, the Tomei Dikah that got Tomei, and you weren't Matire yourself. Or the oral that never had a bris, Yemois. Even though we're talking oral Shemesa Ech Machos Mila, but as far as
the facts are the facts.
Facts are the facts. Physically, he's Moz because he has an oral. Vazle Tamayu. Okay, period. So that's the end of that shtickle. The Kasha, the Rabbi Yosef, together with Rovas Kasha. But now the Vazle Tamayu goes back on the din of the androgynous that the Tanakhama said, the androgynous is allowed to go, the androgynous Mohul. Is allowed to be Makadish, allowed to be Mazah, and the Rebbe said, Chulila, he's a Suffolk Ish, and Ish is Psulam and Makadish. Val Tamay the Ego Lishitosam. The sign of Lundan Abraisa, Hakl, Kshem, Makadish, Chutz, Mecheshet, Vekon, Tanakama says, everybody can be Makadish to Mechatas, everybody can be Mazah, except Cheshet to Vekon. The Rebbe Machshe Bekon, he says, Vekon, can you? Upoisel be Ishim Bandroiganis. Oh, so the Tanakama, since he says Hakl, Ksheirim, and he doesn't exclude Ishim Androgynous, he obviously holds Ishim Androgynous as Mutter. They can also be Makadish, only Cheshav the Kod. But Ishim Androgynous are okay. It's Rabbi Yehuda that says, boys be Ishim Androgynous. So that's the Lishitosam, the Machloikis that we had in that previous Brisa, whether or not Androgynous can or Androgynous cannot. Well, what's the reason my time in the Rabban? The Chassid said in the Pasuk, V'lokhu latomi miafas reifas achatos, v'nasan ola maim chayim el keli. Zok to Yomorah, this V'lokhu latomi follows immediately after the previous pasuk, which talks about being ma'asif, that you collect together the ash for the paraduma. Hanach the pasli basifa psulim bekiddush. Hanach the ksheirim basifa ksheirim bekiddush. Those that are pasul basifa, that they're not allowed to go and be ma'asif, those are the guys that cannot go and do the kiddush. Those that are not, are not. Now, who are those guys that are psulim and those guys that are not psulim? So if you look at the Rashi, the third wide line down below, third wide line, Hanach the psulim basifa psulim the kiddush, b'hasim, back in the Sechus Yuma, we learned, Darshinan, v'asaf ish tohoir, eis efer hapara, darshin v'asaf ish, ish v'lekon, v'asaf ish tohar, tohar l'hachshir se isha. But like Limadish Imcha, you can't go and say forget, maybe you say Ishvala Isha, because if we had a Dekimara that says Moitzi Mian Mashma, or Mikola Mashma. Anyway, but bottom line is, how do we go and Darish in the Pasik? Torah L'Hakshas Isha. Ah, so an Isha is good for Asifa. Right after that, the next Pasik is, not that we've talked about, now that we've referred to the Asifa, V'lokhu L'Tomei Mi'afas Rifas Chattas. Ah, so the same people that we are identified as Ksheinim B'Asifa, or also Ksheinim Bekiddush. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Hanach the Pasli Basifa Psulim Bekiddush. Who would be the Pasli Basifa? That would be the Kotten. That's what we said, Ishmael Kotten. But Hanach the Ksheinim Basifa, that's the Isha Ksheinim Bekiddush. And that's why we said it's kosher. Yiram Malach. And Kain Nimakra Velokach. My Velokhu. Why does the Torah go and change from the Osaf, which is a Lushan Yochid, to Velokhu, which is a Lushan Rabbin? Even those that are apostle over there, Kesher Malcha are kosher over here. So who are those that are apostle over there? Those are the cottons, are apostle. Because we said the Asaf, V'loi cotton, Ish V'loi cotton. So they're kosher here. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda said, Machshir B'cotton. Right? If you go back to Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir B'cotton. But he's poisoned, Ish V'androgen is. So once you're telling me harach the psulim hasam akshirim over here, so I have a case of the those that are posel hasam should be kosher over here. Ihochi ishanami. Why don't we say that isha is also included? After all, isha is kosher legabi asifa because it says lahachshir esa isha torah lahachshir isha. So once I'm being marba the psulim, I should certainly be marba v'ksheirim. So why isn't isha also included in those that are allowed to be mekadesh the mei para? Says Imar, because after v'lochu latomi afas reifas achatzis v'nosan olav mayim chaim. Why did it say v'nosan? V'nosan v'loy v'nosno davke nosan yochid, meaning a male yochid v'loy v'nosno, and not a female.
Well, hold on, so earlier we said, what was the verb we used for, we said a woman is kosher to do the asifa,
right?
And we used the word vasaf. It's also in not vasfa.
It's asfa.
Doesn't say asfa.
So you're asking a kasha on the Gemara Maseches Yuma. The Gemara Maseches Yuma deals with those types of issues.
Okay.
Shteitazoi. But this is because we went on to v'lokhu, and now we're talking about everybody, and then we changed gears from v'lokhu to v'nosan. Yeah. It could have said v'nosnu. It says v'nosan means davka v'nosan davka male and not a female. V'rabbanan ikse v'lokach v'nosan have a mina shok l'chad v'yevchad. I'll tell you why the Torah changed v'lokhu to v'nosan, because if it would say v'lokach v'nosan, I would have thought one person has to do the l'kicha and one person has to do the nesina. Kasher Rachmana v'lokhu, that you can have multiple people doing the l'kicha. V'kasher Rachmana v'lokhu v'nosnu have a mina d'shak l'tray v'yavi tray. You have to have two people that collect together and v'osav and v'lokach v'lokhu and take together all of the ashes. And the Havi train, then you have to have two that put the Venos and the Mayim Chaim El Kali that has to put together. Because Rahman of Lakhu, Venos and Afil Shakti train, the Yavchad, it doesn't make a difference. Two and one, one and two. Al Tanish Kanafimina. Anyway, with this, we have now addressed the Machloikis, the Gabi, the Isha and Dragonis, why the Tanakhama says it's okay, and why the Buddha says Isha and Dragonis is possible. We just finish off by referring to the next posik in Parshas Koradum and Parshas Chukas, the Hizar Torah Atomei. Now that Baruch Hashem we have the Mechatas together, now we do the Hazo'ah. What state of the word Tohar al Atomei? Tohar Mechlal Shu Tomei. Mechlal Shu Tomei means that for other purposes, Rashi, Ledover Acher, he is Tomei. What means for Dover Acher? Says Rashi, means a Tful Yoim. And that's the Mokar that a Tful Yoim is mutal limra tful yoim shekoshi b'parah. That's what, of course, Ar Chazal held. That's what the Tzedokim disagreed, and that's the reason why they always allowed for tful yoim. But
required.
In fact, we required it tful yoim. We matame the person, then we have him go to the mikvah. So we should dafke do it mita tful yoim to go and lahoitzim liman shel Tzedokim that they said at tful yoim is possible. We hold that it's kosher. Stop over here. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Zat kizint and zat kizint.
That will be brought in the.